Recorded Books and One Click Digital present After Dead, What Came Next in the World of Sookie Stackhouse by Charlaine Harris, narrated by Johanna Parker.
Coda material. After I began writing the final novel in the Sookie Stackhouse series, I was deluged by questions from readers who all wanted to know the same thing: how to find out what happened to a score of characters who couldn't make an appearance in the last book. It was obvious I couldn't fit all of the people in Bon Ton and its environs into Dead Ever After. So, in the interest of satisfying the readers who've been following Sookie's adventures for years, I herewith present my coda to the books that have dominated my professional life for over a decade. In alphabetical order. The ancient pythoness continues to be cared for by the vampires of Rhodes. The donors from the donor bureau who are sent to her have to be carefully briefed because giving her blood is terrifying and definitely unsexy. Greg and Christy Aubert continue to work at Greg's insurance agency, Pelican State. Greg, a natural witch, struggled with using his innate power to improve his business after he almost ran all the other insurance agents in Bon Ton into the ground. He underwent an intervention, telling the psychologist he was an alcoholic, to change his behavior. Not too surprisingly, the treatment didn't work too well. Greg finally managed to impress Greg Jr., who was watching from the garage one day when his dad reinflated a tire by pointing his finger at it. Lindsay, their daughter, sowed her wild oats and then settled down to teach tap and jazz to little girls in Clarice. She married a farmer. Connie Babcock, the deceitful secretary at Hervaux and Son, was not able to get a comparable job after she was fired. She ended up working as a guard at a correctional facility. The Ballinger family, Doak, Mindy, Bonnie, and Mason, are living happily in Mooney, Texas. Doak got laid off for a while, but he was called back to work before things got too tight. Mindy got a job working as a secretary at the high school, and she really enjoyed it. Mason had nightmares about the day of his uncle's wedding, but his parents talked to him a lot and sent him to a counselor, and he got through it. He became a manager at a mattress factory. Bonnie didn't remember that awful day. The wedding was picketed by protesters, but she became an activist for various social causes later in life. She was also the best veterinarian in West Texas. Christian Baruch was accused of unprofessional behavior at a meeting of the Vampire Hotel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?